To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
The National Park Service has a list and has had a list of fee-free days where you could go and enjoy a free day at one of our country's great national parks. And they made some changes. Here's what's getting all the headlines. On the list of days, which has been, let's see, President's Day, Memorial Day, Constitution Day, Teddy Roosevelt's birthday, Veterans Day, there was Juneteenth. There was Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Veterans Day. The change was made, and you'll see some headlines saying Trump removes Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Juneteenth, adds Flag Day and President Trump's birthday. Now, they're saying, no. This is the comeback, because if Flag Day is his birthday, but they say he added Flag Day, why are you making something out of this that isn't? Well, because of the, you can look at both sides and go, okay, well, 2 days that we're on. Look, this should not be a friggin' issue. Should not have been anything anyone ever worried about. The fact that someone stopped and said, let's make a couple changes here. You want to add a day? Add a day. The fact that there are two clearly huge days, one of which I'd say Juneteenth, even more so than Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday at this point, is much more of a holiday that is, even though it's a national holiday, it's much more of a holiday that I think is more personal and of meaning to people who are African-American. Now, that being said, Martin Luther King Jr. Day has been an important day for many, many, many years now. Maybe not to you, but to most of America. An iconic American figure. Obviously, you should, if you don't know, Google his name. You'll see what he did. The fact that those two dates were removed, strange. I'll just say strange. This would not be, and this tells me, I feel like this is just a bit of trolling. But it's just unfortunate that it's even come to this. Now, there are people bubbling and boiling. Their blood is boiling right now. Jason, you're lying. He didn't add his birthday. He didn't add his birthday. He added Flag Day. You're just a liar like the rest of the lame ear. Left. No, hang on. Hold up. I said he added Flag Day, which is his birthday. Okay. But he also removed these 2 days. So let's just take his name off of it. What is the reason to drop Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Juneteenth from National Park Days to add Flag Day? Why not just add Flag Day? Let's take Juneteenth out of it for a second. We'll just do one for one here. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Flag Day. Was it necessary to swap one out for the other? I don't see why. It seems like another like unforced error. Like why? Just add a day. Now, to anyone who's saying that, because the texts are already flying, oh, you're lying. Why don't you tell the truth? He didn't add his birthday. He added Flag Day. It just happens to be his birthday. Well, to you, you blowhard. Here is from the National Parks official release for next year. Come experience the National Parks. All National Parks Service sites that charge an entrance fee will offer free admission to everyone. Other fees, including timed entry reserve fees, may apply. Mark your calendar for these entrance-free dates. February 16th, President's Day, Washington's birthday. May 25th, Memorial Day. June 14th, Flag Day / President Trump's birthday. It's on there. So, it just happens to be the case. Was this his choice? Did someone say, hey, let's make the big guy feel happy? He likes his birthday. I think it's an absurd, unnecessary thing. I would have had no problem if they just added it. Just add it. But to take the other ones away is just a slap in the face to our country's history. So I don't hate on everything he does. But this is a stupid decision. Pretty ignorant. And it comes across like it's playing to me, all the people I wouldn't want to be. Like, there's so much nastiness that comes out of this for no reason. It's unnecessary. Just add the stew. Add one day. Add the day. Don't take anything else away. Why? Why do you have to do that? But on top of that, it just quickly turns into that it's not true when it is clearly true. That is what's on there. Well, yeah, but they also have Washington's birthday. Yeah, they have it next to President's Day. They do. That's not how it's listed specifically. It's just a slash versus parentheses, but whatever. I'm not going to argue that little detail. I just think it's a very lame decision on their part. Unnecessary. Didn't need to do it. You're going to piss off a whole bunch of people and rile up certain people who are going to be like, yeah, screw MLK Day, which is something I really think is sick and that we shouldn't be doing. Now, I'm not saying you're doing that. You might just be like, who cares? If you just say this story is pointless and who cares, I will agree with you more than anything. It shouldn't be a story. They forced this into becoming a story, and it comes across like it comes from all the wrong places. Just unnecessary. Why not just add a day? Because they didn't deserve those days anyway, some of you are thinking. And to that, I think you sound foolish. Oh, hang on. This person's I almost said the F word. You are a coward, and that's pathetic. I'm going to give you guys, this is so funny. Okay, so, and again, I think I'm being pretty reasonable. Like, that's someone on the left who's like, you should call them racist. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. I think it's he didn't have to remove that day. I'm sorry. Why remove those 2 days is my only question. Want to add Flag Day? I'm not going to argue. That's fine. Okay. Like, could we not afford that? Is this a cost cutting? It's a weird decision. I feel like just to rile certain people up and get people upset. Or is it speaking to certain people who feel heard? I don't know. But here's the chain of text messages. And this person is such a pathetic wuss. I miss texts like this. God. So here's the chain. Tell me if I'm being harsh. Did I push this person away, or did they just push themselves away? And I know they're still listening, even though they said they're not. Hey, so it's President Trump's birthday on Flag Day. Get over it. Geez, I don't think his mother planned it that way. So I replied, fair, but why eliminate 2 other days? Why those 2 days? That person wrote back, what days? I said, they added Flag Day / President Trump's birthday. They removed MLK Jr. Day and Juneteenth. They wrote, okay by me. So my response was, so you admit you didn't know the story, but you stuck with your opinion. Why is that okay? And they wrote, goodbye, waiting for my favorite to come on, Bob Cordaro. Hey, I like Bob myself, but that's some weak ass stuff right there. I don't like your opinion. I have to go hide. You seriously need to look at what happened to you. You couldn't have always been this much of I'm not going to say the word I'm thinking, but something that's weak. Maybe starts with a letter between O and Q. Oh my God. You can't just say, I would have respected you more if you just said, I don't think those should be national holidays. Then I would be like, all right, fine. Goodbye. I can't talk to you anymore. I'm a man child. I even try to be fair, and some that's so lame. I can't hear these words. Now I'm going to look. You can disagree. It's fine. Just don't go and hide. There's no reason to. I'm willing to talk to you, for God's sakes, baby. Just that one person. See, I think it's an interesting point of conversation, but not that way. I'm hiding. Hey, I'm excited. Bob's coming up too, so I can leave. That's great. I don't turn my mic off for the next hour. I don't want to deal with you.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.